So what we're going to talk about essentially is, you know, we all know that there's lots of stakeholders that have points of view about value. And it's worth probably taking just half a second to point out that there are valuation milestones in Chapter 11 that are important, and value actually means different things at different times in Chapter 11, as we kind of all know. And that those value milestones are oftentimes a little accelerated, maybe a lot accelerated, in prepackaged Chapter 11 cases. But we start with the principle here, and Jim, I want to turn to you first. The principle here that, in fact, asset valuations move all the time, not just in distress, and not just in stressed businesses, but generally. And Jim, why don't you sort of chat a little bit about that with us?
Well, I guess it's, as you guys saw who were here this morning, I am the master of the obvious, and this is a chart that I like to look at when I talk about valuation with folks. The most stable asset that you could probably own, or at least the one that you are relatively certain you're going to get paid back on, would be 10-year treasuries. And this is a chart just of the daily price moves on a 10-year treasury that matures on February 15th, 2025. So what's the relevance of this? This is the most liquid market there is in the world, trading every day, an asset that you're going to get paid back, and the dollar value trades at a different amount every single day, and in pretty wide swings. So because you bought this treasury at 96 or you bought it at 104, does that mean that one of those values is wrong? No, the value is what somebody was willing to pay for it on that day. And one of the challenges that we have in bankruptcy is that we often use this type of valuation, is what is the value someone's willing to pay on a given day. And that changes every day.